There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling out the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
do for
hey,
a night.
Hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
do for a night.
Hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far, but it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't go to anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
do for a night.
Hey.
I got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. Stop the fight and the fist begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
get for a night.
Hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
shite,
hey, a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffany. My goodness, we are 1 week away from the Sessions Concert Series.
I can't wait.
I know. Super stoked, super stoked. We got a big show tonight. We got a big show next weekend. And I want to start out, I don't live life really with any regrets that I could think of.
No, you do not.
However.
There's been a couple women you maybe regretted, but.
Yeah, exactly. But last weekend, a little bit of a different story. We definitely overdid it. So for those of you who listened towards tail end of the show, my deepest apologies. It wasn't like I offended any particular race, creed, or religion. But I just literally just was tripping over my own tongue. I listened to it with my brother today, and he goes, yes, no old crow for you. You. I was getting the pointy finger pointed at me. So that's enough of that. But I did go on an adventure this morning trying to get a haircut. I got a lot going on. Trying to get a haircut on a Saturday morning.
Yeah, that can be tough.
Yeah. I normally have Mondays and Tuesdays off, so there's not much of a line. And most barbers are closed on Monday, if you didn't know that already. That's
really?
Like Sunday and Monday are closed days because a lot of people get haircuts on Saturdays.
Oh,
and
okay.
The regular place I go, I meant to call yesterday, didn't. Left a message this morning, never got a return phone call. Showed up today right at 9 o'clock on the button. She's like, Drew, I'm sorry. I am totally booked. I can't even like squeeze you in.
Wow.
And I'm like, all right, I understand. So I start making phone calls and everybody's appointment only, fully booked. One said we have a ghost staff, so we can't really take on anymore. So I decided to go.
A ghost staff?
Yeah.
Like, oh, just a little off the top.
Exactly. Casper running around scaring the hair off your head.
But, ghost. Zoinks.
I decided to go to the lodge in Davison. Now, you had been to the one here in Lapeer. And,
yes.
And we both experienced it before. Good people.
Yeah.
And I walk up to the door and I see Saturday's appointment only. And I like, there's no cars in the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's hard to tell because there's big container dumpsters in the parking lot, bins, basically, that they're throwing remodeling stuff in.
Yep.
So maybe there's cars that belong there that are just parked far away. Well, all three chairs were full, and there was three stylists in there working. Barbers. They're actually barbers there, so I want to use the proper terminology.
Yes.
And the stylist, the barber in the middle, smiles, and the one woman comes up and she goes, it is by appointment only, but we could get you in by 10:20. I'm like, I'm sorry, I kind of need it. You know, I hated to be immediate, but I had an open house today. I still had to go get a card at the Dollar General. I had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And so either way, I decide to get a haircut. And the stylist in the middle smiles and says, I can get you. I'm almost done. And the lady turns around, the lady that's like standing in front of me, who clearly is like probably a supervisor, a lead of some sort.
Yeah.
She's like, really? She goes, yeah, I got him. She comes over. She goes, you're from the radio station, aren't you? And I'm like, yes, as a matter of fact, I am. She goes, I was there for your birthday last week. And I'm like, you were? She goes, yeah, Tilted.
Oh.
And I'm like, and she goes,
my apologies.
And you were there. I work at Burger Bar and Vinyl, and you were there having a conversation with Shane one night. And I'm like, Schwab? She goes, no. Alvarado?
I don't remember.
Yeah, me
either.
And I can count on one hand how many times I've been to Vinyl. And I remember one of
the times. She was talking about you were having a conversation at Vinyl.
With a person named Shane Alvarado. And I think and at this point, I got a haircut without an appointment, and she knows who I am. So I wasn't going to argue because anything is possible.
Right. So but you used your radio clout to get a haircut.
Kind of.
Yeah, right.
So then she's like, and you do the announcing at the car show. And I'm like, no, that is definitely not me. That's Jim. I'm like, there's two of us downtown. And now I'm putting two and two together because downtown development manager James Tiberius Alt actually looks similar to me. I have more girth to my midsection than he does.
Yeah.
But if you were to describe us both, we're both not real tall men.
Right.
We both have grayish black beard.
Yep.
Grayish black beard. We both wear glasses. We both have a rounded face.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm not saying this is even the first time I've been mistaken for Jim. It's been several times.
Yeah.
And so I'm just kind of going along with it. And at this point, she said, I normally have hair extensions in, but I just didn't put any in today. I just have my regular hair, and I'm still looking. And she goes, and I had a really dark tan. And I'm like trying to add all this up, and I'm like, she's working hard to try to describe herself to me, and it's not even ringing a bell. And I'm like, then afterwards, in hindsight, so if you're listening, Ellie, I am terribly sorry. I do remember when we used to go to the Burger Bar on Mondays and Tuesdays, there was three waitresses there. One was Kavanaugh.
Yep, Madison.
MC, yeah. Yep. And Ellie was one of the other ones. And I remember I told them a riddle. And I think I gave her a really, really big tip or something. I forget what it was. I don't really remember what it was.
Right.
But either way, I now remember it, like the face and adding everything up. And I'm like, oh. But, I mean, it's 3 hours after I left from a glorious haircut and a beard trim. I feel good about it. I left her a reasonable tip there as well, just for fitting me in and kind of giving me the wink and going, yeah, it's not an appointment, but I can do you right now.
There you go.
So, and she knows how to sell it too, because she was fairly erotic about it. Cause I'm like, She's like, what is it you want me to do with your beard? I'm like, just trim it back, get all the pokey things that are sticking out clean. I'm like, but don't invest a lot of time in it. I'm like, you already just fit me in. I'm like, she goes, you have me for the rest of the hour.
Wow.
Like, her face was right next to my ear when she said it. And I'm like,
oh. And you're like, yeah, and I'm done.
Yeah, I remember you now. Holy crow. So very great. Good at her job. I will be going back. If you're at
every
the,
day.
Yeah. If you're at the lodge, see Ellie. She's relatively new to that location. You won't be disappointed. So anyway, as we're both blushing, shall we get into Father John? I'm sure he's going to have a lot to say.
In fact, he just got his cue. I think he's calling. He's the only one who calls. You notice that?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Hi, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello. How are you tonight, boys?
Doing very well, Father John. How are you?
You know, so far I'm all right. I'm staying out of that heat. Holy promotion, is it warm.
Oh, yeah, it is.
On a good note, Father, the days are getting shorter, starting today.
How's that a good note?
Well, normally it's not as hot when the sun is on the other side of the earth.
Well, okay, but you know, that means we're soon to be in snow.
No, we got a couple months before that, hopefully.
I mean, hopefully, for sure. I just really don't look forward to it.
As hot as it is, I feel like if it did start snowing, it would just turn into a big old steam bath.
It probably would.
Yeah. I mean, I was driving in a hailstorm on Thursday, and it was pretty much just turning to steam right on my windshield. As soon as it hit, it was like little bursts of smoke bombs, and it would just hit my windshield and turn to steam.
What are you talking about? Are you crazy?
No, I was in a hailstorm in a 90-degree, and it was 90 degrees outside, and it was a torrential downpour, and there was hail coming down, and the hail was hitting my truck and the hot pavement. It just looked like it was exploding.
That's crazy. I've never seen nothing like that before.
I got it on camera. It was something. It was an experience, I'll tell you that right now.
Huh.
All I can say is that this time of weather, thank the good Lord for Gold Bond body powder.
Oh, jeepers creepers. You know, that does help out, though, I've got to admit, but I didn't think that's a subject we bring up on the air.
Well, yeah. Adam's got a motto. If her thighs are sticking, I ain't a licking.
Oh, you frustrate the world out of me.
If you don't use that stuff, your thighs could start a fire.
That's right. And how about that? The Edmonton Oilers are going into Game 7. It's the first time in 78 years that a team that was down by 3 is now forcing a Game 7.
It's crazy.
I think the Oilers are going to do it. What do you think, Father?
Oh, I think they've got a darn good chance. I hope they do.
Yeah, hockey's in a Canadian's blood. You get people from Florida, the only thing that's in their blood is, I don't know.
Hockey and maple syrup.
Yeah. In Florida people's blood?
No, Florida, it's
Gatorade.
Meth.
Gatorade. And Florida people are Gatorade. That's funny, that.
Well, that's where Gatorade came from, wasn't it? The Florida Gators?
They designed that in the University of Florida? Or was it University of Florida? They designed it, and they named it after their mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. See? Isn't that nice?
See, we're educating people on this show.
He has one brain cell left, Father.
And that was it. I'm going to go home and drown that sucker.
Hey, jeepers, creepers, you know better. That guy's going to be on that doggone devil's juice.
Well, he's got 2 bottles of spring water in front of him right now. I'm thinking he hit it kind of hard yesterday.
Yes.
Well, that's good. Well, I don't know if it's good that he did yesterday, but hell, geez, you people confuse me sometimes.
So, did all those plumbers get your pipes fixed last week?
Oh, yeah, it's great. It don't smell sewer in the place now, and it sure does. It makes me happy.
Good.
So the poop's flowing like Niagara Falls.
Here he goes again. Hey, you know, listen. my garden is starting to pop up little bitty green things all over.
Does it smell like there's a skunk in the area?
No, I'm talking about like, you know, where you planted the tomatoes and, you know, and
the cucumbers and the squash, your vegetable garden.
Yeah.
I thought you meant your flower garden where we planted those wonderful thin-leaved plants.
Thin-leaved plants. I don't know, but whatever it was, there's nothing going on there.
Okay.
But I'm talking about, yeah, my vegetables, they're all grown. It looks so nice.
Well, yeah, they talked about having a five-day drought, and now all of a sudden we got 3 days of rain in the middle of that five-day drought, so it's been 90 and rainy.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, holy, I didn't realize that was on the periodic table for how the best way to grow grass. Let's make it be 90 degrees outside, and we'll just have torrential downpours.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, that holy commotion, that rain has been something else, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. I thought I was going to have to clean my gutters, but Mother Nature did it for me.
You know, yeah, I bet they did. That there was a big old flooded area down near Detroit somewhere. I don't know where it was.
It was by that homeless encampment, and they just, the people didn't wake up, and they were sleeping over the drains.
No, sleeping over the drains. What are you, crazy?
They were waiting for Noah's Ark, and they didn't realize they was 250 years too late.
Wow, I see you did it to me again. Now quit doing that to me. What's wrong with you? You start to make stuff like something wrong. My Bible's a good book.
I just think that, you know, some of the homeless people are a little bit short stacked on the top. But yeah, no, I did see that flood down there, and that was a horrible thing. They had one over in Lansing in an apartment complex, to where the water was up to the windows of the cars in the parking lot, and it didn't go anywhere. It was like that for half of a day.
Wow.
And all those cars had to get towed, and everybody's like, how does that work? Is that going your car insurance, your renter's insurance, or are you just stuck with a waterlogged car with rusty wires and lines and everything? Mold in your floorboards
just
and
put
your
it
seats.
In rice.
Yeah, yeah. Bury the whole car in a rice paddy.
There's water in rice paddy.
Yeah, it shows what Adam knows.
Yeah, I don't know what they would do. That's a pretty good question.
Huh. Yeah.
Hopefully that it hasn't happened to me.
No, you're safe. That church has a good well-built structure. Water's going to run off except for the holy water, and, well, that's just going to stay there for sinners like us.
Well, I'm going to need to get me a few more gallons if you're going to be around.
Well, speaking of gallons, Father, it's about time for us to get into the devil's juice, so we should let you get on.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. I would rather you not talk to me while you're in that devil's juice.
All right, Father. Well, you have a good night. Say a prayer for us.
I say a prayer for you every night, for heaven's sakes.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Good night. May your music play well.
Good night, Father.
To be where they hold the authority, but we can't stop spoiling it for the kids. The hippest joint that we don't know that makes us more desperate to go. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. We just can't leave them to it and let them have their fun. Brazenly invade their space, then wonder where they've gone. But nothing makes a party quite as sad as it being crashed by your mum and dad. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. Afraid of missing out on the latest trend, or that our days of being relevant will come to an end. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids.
stubbornly refusing to act our age, frantically trying to keep ourselves engaged. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. We burst up with excitement at the cool new trend we found, then tried to find the places where the headcats hang around. But the kids all know that the jig is up when the over 30s decide to rock up. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. Ladies and gentlemen, the piano skills of Mr. Ben Dawson, I think that deserves a huzzah. He's actually a classically trained concert pianist who's worked with some of the biggest names in the business. And he enjoys what he likes to refer to as channeling Mrs. Mills on my albums, all three of them, in fact. It's like asking a Michelin star chef to boil an egg. Responsibility or cares has long since passed, so we take away theirs. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. Busting out confusing new lingo to prove we're the ones who are in the know. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. We treat them with increasing suspicion, fear, and scorn, while trying to convince them they don't know that they're born. Then strip away opportunity for jobs or university. We can't stop spoiling it. We can't stop spoiling it. We can't stop spoiling it for the kids. Thank you very much indeed.
Is confusing and strange, but I always find myself a little bit wary of a stubborn refusal to change. Thinking of the past can be lovely, the old tunes were bangers as well, but it wasn't all as cozy as we like to pretend. In fact, in many ways, the glory years were absolute hell. The things we thought we knew are long past overdue for some form of review or critique. The rose-tinted glasses have become somewhat worn, and the excuses not to bother just sound weak. So I ask, what was so good about the good old days? Haven't we moved on from them yet? Aren't we supposed to grow and change our ways? And weren't there certain good old lessons we do well not to forget? What was so good about the good old days? Can't we leave them back where they belong? For if we can't move on beyond the good old days, the good new days won't last for very long. Collective memory is somewhat selective, and collectively we seem to have form for shouting down alternative perspectives to sell nostalgic myths that keep us feeling warm. The past is a comfort, it's familiar and safe. The hard times are all somewhat of a blur, but from what I can see, nobody seems to agree on just when these supposed good old days were. So what was so good about the good old days? Haven't we moved on from them yet? Aren't we supposed to grow and change our ways? And weren't there certain good old lessons we do well not to forget? What was so good about the good old days? Can't we leave them back where they belong? Good new days won't last for very long. The freedoms of our youth make for sweet memories. Reminiscence casts a captivating spell. But back then you didn't have a clue that every adult that you knew was longing for the good old days as well. And if you really scratch the surface, you'll undoubtedly find plenty there to shock and appall. And on closer inspection, it becomes quite clear that the good old days weren't actually all that good at all. So what was so good about the good old days? Haven't we moved on from them yet? Aren't we supposed to grow and change our ways? And weren't there certain good old lessons we do well not to forget? What was so good about the good old days? Can't we leave them back where they belong? For if we can't move on beyond the good old days, the good new days won't last for very long. What was so good about the good old days? Haven't we moved on from them yet? Aren't we supposed to grow and change our ways? And weren't there certain good old lessons we do well not to forget? What was so good about the good old days? Can't we leave them back where they belong? For if we can't move on beyond the good old days, then the good new days won't last for very long. For if we can't move on beyond the good old days, then the good new days won't last for very long.
What have you done, St. Peter said, to gain admission here? I've worked at Whip's Cross Hospital for many and many a year. Come in, St. Peter said, and quickly rang the bell. Come in, my dear, and take your seat. You've had your share of hell.
Take me home to Castlebar, send me home to die. Take me home to Castlebar, it's there I wanna lie. Although the sun is shining and the birds they sing so sweet, take me home to Castlebar, it's there my friend will meet.
Well, I was just a boy.
I tracked my way to misery.
Well, I tracked my way to joy.
Oi!
And now my life is fading fast, and soon I will be dust. So take me home to Castlebar, and you, my friend, I trust.
Welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhook. I'm Drew Duffany right here on the Blarney Hour. That was Castlebar by Missing the Ferry, one of my favorite up-and-coming bands. And Starlink or whoever it is, the Boeing engineers, Starliner, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Since they're still stuck up in space and probably going to be for a while, here's Space Race by Gaelic Storm right here on the Blarney Hour.
One. Well, I wonder why it is that we have rascals, rogues, and losers. We've got roustabouts, rapscallions, and a bucket load of boozers. We've got balladeers and blowhards of all sorts. We've got poets, priests, and pirates, but we have no astronauts. We'll space race, if there was, I think I missed it. From the Earth up to the moon and back, doesn't that take the biscuit? Well, I wouldn't mind a little ride in zero gravity, as long as they could promise I'd be home in time for tea. I've got me two good legs if I want to take a trip. I got no use for a rocket ship. I'll walk if you don't mind, it's how I always get around. I might be staring at the stars, but I keep both feet on the ground. Both feet on the ground. I got both feet on the ground. Giant vacuum up there in the sky. Ah, but where's the place to plug it in? I think it's all a lie. I've heard of Halley's Comet, and I'll tell you what I think. It's just a kind of chemical for cleaning out the sink. I got me two good legs if I want to take a trip. I got no use for a rocket ship. I'll walk if you don't mind, it's how I always get around. I might be staring at the stars, but I keep both feet on the ground. Both feet on the ground. I've got both feet on the ground. Go around, and you'll never see the shuttle land on the streets of Newrytown. Well, in the fields of Athenry, there's not a launching pad in sight. We've got no mirrors or voyagers, but we turned out all right. I've got me two good legs if I want to take a trip. I got no use for a rocket ship. I'll walk if you don't mind. Staring at the stars, but I keep both feet on the ground. I keep my both feet on the ground. I've got my both feet on the ground.
And the old tin can, the mash in the corn, the barley in the bran, and the run like a devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raising Barney. Though keep your eyes well peeled today, the tall, tall men, they're on their way, they're searching for the mountain tay in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, the mash in the corn, the barley in the bran, run like a devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raising Barney.
for the butcher and a quart for Tom, and a bottle for the poor old Father Tom, to help the poor old deer along in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots and the old tin can, and the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like a river from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin barley. Left, no swing to the right, so the excise man can dance all night. He's juggling the tail till the broad daylight in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash and the corn and the barley and the bran. Run like a river from the excise man, cause he smoke from raisin barley. Grounds and don't you fall, the excise men they're at the wall. Jesus Christ, they've drinking it all in the hills of Connemara. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like a devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin barley. Gather up the pots in the old tin can, the mash and the corn, the barley and the bran. Run like a devil from the excise man, keep the smoke from raisin barley.
Reggae band. I joined to be a soldier. They marched me up and down the town with a gun upon my shoulder. I fought in bloody battlefields where many's a life was squandered. Sure, I didn't like the job at all, so I did me hitch and wander.
To hell with all your orders, I want no rules or borders. I spend me time rambling round, drinking pints of porter.
By God, I had a wife one time, but we were badly mated. We argued this, we argued that, and now we're separated. And if by chance I pass her by, I'm always right and civil. Good morning to you, ma'am, says I. To hell with you, she snivels.
To hell with all your orders, I want no rules or borders. I spend me time a-running round, drinking pints of porter.
There's some who do their daily toil and seem to be contented. If that was me, I'd whinge all day and no doubt be demented. I tip me hat to workers all who bear their situation. I'll never be wage slave, for it's not me life's vocation.
To hell with all your orders, I want no rules or borders. I spend me time rambling round, drinking pints of porter.
Lanes or leafy glens and snow or summer breezes. No one to tell me what to do, no boss to scrutinize me. I'm happy as a lark, for I'm the one that does advise me.
To hell with all your orders, I want no rules or borders. I spend me time a-rambling round, drinking pints of porter. To hell with all your orders, I want no rules or borders. I spend me time a-rambling round, drinking pints of porter.
Welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. That was the Rovers, the one and only Irish Rovers, right here on the Blarney Hour. No rules or borders. And
hey.
Based on the fact that we all could use a little bit of dampness, moisture, outside of the humidity and the stupid sweltering heat, we're going to play some Great Big Sea. So here's Charlie Horse right here on the Blarney Hour.
Brothers and sisters, the true story of Charlie the Horse. And how a couple of guys got together in the spring of the year to resurrect poor Charlie from his watery grave on Angle Pond and to give him his just rewards like he would do for any friend. Come all ye friends, I'll sit you down and sing a doleful ditty about a day in April month when we started from the city. We planned a day or two at Mars, we stalwart men were chosen to remove old Charlie from Angle Pond, who fell in when the pond was frozen. We seven men came roaring down on the road to Roach's Line. We might have stopped in Avondale, or Brigus might have been fine. We were hungry as sin, but we never stopped in, nor took any time to park us. We all of us knew that we must get through to remove old Charlie's carcass.
Here's the Charlie horse, here's the shave the master. No better horse, they ran the course, nor bull, the lights were faster. Here's the Charlie horse, and I want you all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. In the car was no pocket comb, and beside him I almost boasting. And Barracuda Bill and Jimmy Clark in the back seat, he was roosting. Smiley stepper to the man of police, it wasn't hard to find him. And Jimmy Pollock and Sagebrush Sam was sitting right in beside him. Billy and
Buck was also there, for they brought some running reins. There was him in to help as best they could to remove all Chuck's remains. Charlie was like a brother to shave, and he loved him well, of course. Charlie was a very good man, you see, although he'd been a horse. Here's to Charlie Horse, here's to Shave the Master. No better horse than ran the course, the bull, the logs were faster. Here's to Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. And just relayed the end. With two stout doors and a few strong ropes, we removed old Shady's friend. We gave him a decent send-off with all our hats removed, so that on behalf of old Shady and his friend, our loyalty was proved. Somewhere up in the great beyond, his eyes are shining bright. Charlie nods an approving nod, cause he knows we did him right. Shady will join him now one day, they'll bring the harness leather, and so under all eternity, they'll pull the logs together. Here's the Charlie Horse, here's the Shave the Master. No better horse there ran the course, the bull, the logs more faster. Here's the Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral where all good horses go. Here's the Charlie Horse, here's the Shave the Master. No better horse there ran the course, the bull, the logs more faster. Here's the Charlie Horse, and I want you all to know, Charlie's gone to the big corral. All good horses go.
Say it's alright. Hey, see that quaint over there? Hi, Dina looks like a tangerine. All right, she's mocking herself with these songs.
Was hard at work, the devil appeared from her. He had a roll of copper and a bucket of bowl of nails. The devil said, "And the chip, take these nails and copper roll. But you also have to take this rat, and I will take your soul." Chip the spice a rat, and the rat squealed and hissed. But the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he get rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with this death of the fact. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right, and he beat him in the eye. The sinners hit the river and smell, and the sentence smell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A bit, a yard would build a ship. A Satan is my master and I'll get you, Chip. A lemon goes a bit, a yard would build a ship. A Satan is my master. I'm going to get you. Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stammered to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the
sir, I will get you chip. A lemon goes a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you chip. A lemon goes a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you chip. A lemon goes a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I got you chip.
All right, welcome back, everybody. That is going to do it for the Blarney Hour, but that doesn't mean the fun is going to end.
No, no, no.
That was The Real McKenzies with Chip, and I'd just like to get into that hard rock and motion because I know Adam has a power pack show coming up for Sessions. Yeah. So stick around, and I will see you all next week. Good night, everybody.